It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas, a Detroit indie group, has been generating a lot of buzz at the local and national level. Their sound is soulful with a Motown twist. Here's a sample from a mini performance here in Michigan Radio's Studio East.
Spend the night over, please. Just leave the lights on while I sleep. Whispering softly that you love the secrets that I keep. Falling in love with all the pretty music.
Jessica Hernandez, the group's front woman and a Detroit native, calls their sound dark soul and creepy Motown. The band is set to release a new album later this year. Jessica Hernandez joins us now. Welcome to Studio East.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I want to get back to how you describe your sound in just a minute, but first, you came late to music. Mm-hmm. How did you end up here?
I've always sang, and I grew up singing in choirs, and I did a lot of professional choirs and traveled around and, you know, did the whole fine arts camp. And I found that nobody was really taking me seriously because I wasn't playing an instrument. And so, you know, I was trying to be a female singer fronting male bands. And anytime I would kind of give my two cents as to direction of a song or genre or different styles of playing, everyone was like, well, you don't play, so let us do the writing and you just stick to singing. And so it was a little discouraging. And so I finally said, you know, well, this isn't fun for me. I want to start writing my own songs and playing my own music. And, you know, when I was 19, I just kind of on a whim decided that that's what I was going to do. So I dropped out of school and I moved to Kansas City and I bought a guitar and I bought a keyboard and I spent maybe 6 or 8 months teaching myself how to play both, just enough to be able to write songs and kind of let out all the stuff I'd been building up for the past 19 years. But
coming to music in that path, having to learn how to play instruments mm-hmm. after you were already a vocalist, do you think it affected what you sing about or the way you express yourself musically?
Yeah, because I think that I'm writing for my voice and I'm writing for the things that I know I'm capable of doing vocally. And since I wasn't writing music, it really allowed me to have a lot of years of just writing lyrics. And so, you know, I had notebooks and notebooks and notebooks filled with tons of lyrics and song ideas and things that I was never able to, you know, see through because I didn't have the music to go with it. So by the time I was ready to start writing songs musically, I had so much to write about that I was just like ready to explode. And so I think that's what allowed it to take on this really soulful energy and power because, you know, it was coming from that place and it had been pent up for so long that by the time it came out, it just kind of like...
You were just bursting at the seams.
Yeah, definitely.
Sitting here talking to you, I've also watched some of your performance footage. And it's interesting because the Jessica who sits in front of me right now has a very different persona than the Jessica on stage. Is that a transition you make consciously or is it something that just happens?
I don't ever really think about it. I don't even think I noticed I did that until, you know, we started playing bigger shows and people would videotape us and I would watch stuff on YouTube later and be like, oh my God, is that what my face looks like? Just so I make some scary faces. And so I think once you're performing, it kind of just takes over and you get in this vibe and, you know, you kind of forget about everything else going on.
I have to ask you this because I thought this was so interesting. You are the front woman for the band, but you also manage the band?
I do.
Is that a choice made of necessity or is that a conscious decision on your part?
It is a conscious decision. And actually, our bassist is our booking agent and then like everybody else in the band also helps out with all the other tasks. But I, you know, we've kind of worked with a few different managers and I had a lot of trust issues. And, you know, it's hard being a female too, because I think that a lot of people, especially men in the industry, see a certain route that they expect from you to take and are kind of encouraging that route. And so to kind of make sure that I stay true to myself and the things that I envision for my career and I envision for the band, you know, it just seemed like the best idea to kind of take over everything myself. That way I know that every idea and every decision is coming from me, and I can't hold anyone accountable for the things that I decide for the band. And it just seemed like a way more honest, like DIY approach, and it was kind of the way that I'd always envisioned myself, you know, taking the path with music, so.
I'm sorry, baby, but I should have told you that my heart was heavy hanging on another man. I tried to let you know, I tried to let him go, but I kept on loving him instead.
One of the songs we're listening to right now is Cry, Cry, Cry. Tell me about that song.
That song, actually, when you listen to it, sounds like the lyrics are speaking of, you know, a couple that is kind of on the outs of the relationship because they've met other people, and they're trying to convince each other of, you know, leaving the other person so that they can be together. And the song, actually, is, I wrote it for my boyfriend, but it has nothing to do with another woman or another man. The other woman and the other man is actually music, because he is also a musician. And, you know, he lives in California and I live in Detroit. So for us, our main focus is always our music. And so there's always that battle of, you know, I'm always going to have this other man and he's always going to have this other woman.
You describe the band's sound, like I said, as dark soul and creepy Motown. What does that mean?
There's just this pairing of, you know, this like darkness that like I've experienced in life and that people around me that have experienced. And then trying to pair that with music that is really beautiful and still makes people feel good. And there's just something I really love about that contrast. And so, you know, I love taking that energy and pairing it with lyrical content that makes you think and makes you feel and is maybe not so happy, but you know, that's kind of how life is. You can kind of celebrate the good and the bad together.
Do you think there's something unique about the Detroit music scene that has allowed your music and your band to evolve in the way it has?
Definitely. I think that the Detroit music scene is very broad, and I don't think that there's one particular genre that the scene is trying to fit into right now, which is really awesome about the city, because I feel like a lot of other cities kind of follow trends, and there's like, this is the cool thing happening, so everybody's trying to do that and attach themselves to that thing. But here, you know, there's our friends in Jamaican Queens who are doing their thing, and then Dale Earnhardt's doing their thing, and our friends in Wilson, and you know, it's just everything is so much more broad, and I think that the bands are more influenced by each other's work ethic and, you know, the power that they have pushing themselves. Rather than trying to, you know, rip each other off musically or, you know, be competitive in that sense. And the people in the city, too, and, you know, and even outside in the Metro Detroit area in general, have been super supportive of us. And, you know, no matter how many times we play, we keep getting the same people at the same shows and them bringing their friends and their family. And so we've kind of developed, like, a really nice little Detroit family that, you know, we're super happy with.
Jessica Hernandez is the front woman for Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas. You can watch a live performance of the band at our website, michiganradio.org. Just search for Songs from Studio East. Jessica, it was a real pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.